He didn't have a clue where he was, or how he had got there, or what he'd been doing before he got there. All he knew was that every inch of him was aching as though it had been beaten. That was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Scariest, the scariest thing. Hooded, black figures, cold, screaming. Harry's eyes snapped open. He was lying in the hospital wing. The Gryffindor Quidditch team, spattered with mud from head to foot, was gathered around his bed. Ron and Hermione were also there, looking as though they'd just climbed out of a swimming pool. "Harry," said Fred, who looked extremely white underneath the mud, "how are you feeling?" It was as though Harry's memory was on fast forward. The Lightning, the Grim, the Snitch, and the Dementors. "What happened?" he said, sitting up so suddenly they all gasped. "You fell off," said Fred. "Must have been, what, 50 feet? "We thought you'd died," said Alicia, who was shaking. Hermione made a small, squeaky noise. Her eyes were extremely bloodshot. "But the match," said Harry. "What happened? Are we having a replay?" No one said anything. The horrible truth sank into Harry like a stone. "We didn't lose." "Diggory got the Snitch," said George. "Just after you fell, he didn't realize what had happened. When he looked back and saw you on the ground, he tried to call it off, wanted a rematch. But they won, fair and square. Even Wood admits it.